Hi, good afternoon. My name is John, and I'm calling from a recorded line. I'm trying to reach Katrina. Hi, Katrina.
Hi.
I'm a case intake specialist for the Depo Provera lawsuit. Do you know someone that's received Depo injections and later developed health complications afterwards?
Me.
You did? I'm sorry to hear that. The law firms we work with are helping people get compensated in the for damages if they've been exposed to Depo-Provera injections and later developed a health concern. May I ask what health ailment you incurred?
I ended up with I can't say it. Meningioma.
Yes, okay. Meningioma. All right. And
Yes.
where was this meningioma located in your body?
In my brain.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Did you get an attorney to help you with filing a claim? Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit to get an attorney to help you?
Okay.
Okay. And before I go further, I do need to ask, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with
Yes.
another law firm? Okay, thank you.
Yes.
And regrettably, you are the injured party. You received depot injections and later diagnosed with a meningioma of the brain. So this claim would be for yourself, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and you're a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, and then Katrina, could you provide me the approximate date of your diagnosis? When were you diagnosed with a meningioma of the brain?
I think it was like, oh my goodness, like May 2013.
2013. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll put like May 15th, 2013. Would that be all right with you?
Okay.
Right in the middle of the month?
Sure.
Okay. We
Sure,
can
that's
use
fine.
approximate dates. All right. So just to
Okay.
confirm, the approximate date of your diagnosis would have been May 15th, 2013. And can I get your date of birth, please?
March 12, 1975.
March 12th, 1975. Okay. Now, do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo-Provera?
No, I don't. I don't.
All right. And then now I can ask you questions about Depo-Provera, your usage. Did you receive Depo-Provera in the pill form or was it a shot?
No, it was an injection. It was a shot.
It was the injection. Okay. And do you recall if it
Yeah.
was the brand name Depo-Provera?
No, I don't recall, but I'm pretty sure it was Depo-Provera.
Okay. In all likelihood. All right. Do you
Is
recall?
there a generic form or something?
There is a generic form, and it wouldn't say Depo-Provera. It'd say medroxyprogesterone acetate.
No, I'm positive it said Depo-Provera.
Okay, and do you know if it was sub-Q Provera or just regular Depo-Provera?
I don't know.
Probably just Depo-Provera then.
Yeah, I
Okay,
think so.
and then the law firm does ask for the approximate dates that you were receiving depot injections. Can we start with the number of years? What's your best guess for the number of years you were on depot?
Like
Three?
three
Okay.
years.
And what years would that have been?
Like 2010 to 2013.
Okay. So what I'll do you remember the month by any chance?
The month? No.
Okay, that's all
No,
right.
wait, hold on, hold on. It was like right after. Yeah, okay, so no. That was the beginning of the year, I believe, but I'm not
Okay.
sure.
What I'll do, since the law firm is flexible and allow for approximate dates, we'll say that you started Depo-Provera injections roughly January 2010, and then
Okay.
I noticed the end date when you stopped is in the same year that you were diagnosed with a meningioma of the brain. Would you comfortably state in the, would you believe that perhaps you stopped getting depot injections because of your medical diagnosis?
No, I stopped getting them because I was like, it was like, I wasn't sure what the side effects were coming from because I put on a bunch of weight and then my periods weren't regular. So, and then I started with headaches really bad. So that's when I stopped it to see if that's what it was.
And how soon how soon what how much when wh how much time had gone by between you stopped it and when you were diagnosed with a meningioma?
It was probably like maybe 2 months or so.
2 months. Okay. So if we got diagnosed with a meningioma in May. We'll say that you stopped roughly taking depot injections in March. Would that be okay?
Okay.
March 15th, 2013 is what the date that we'll use
Okay.
approximately. But do you think that's a good date?
Sure, that's a good date.
Okay.
It's so long ago, it's hard for me to keep track of the dates. I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, don't be sorry. It's okay, Karina. As I said, the law firms are flexible and allow for at least an approximate date range. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so that does answer a follow-up question I have, which is, did you use Depo-Provera after January 1992? The answer is yes, because it would have been 2010 to 2013. But I do
Right.
need to ask, did you get receive at least four injections within a year prior to being diagnosed with your meningioma of the brain?
Yeah, because it was every 3 months.
Okay, that's right. Okay, so that's roughly four times within a year. So you did get four
Right.
injections. All right, and then
Yes.
unfortunately you had of meningioma.
Right.
And it was a brain. And then now I
Right.
can gather information about yourself. This will help us put the legal agreement together between you and the law firm. They are,
Okay.
if you meet the criteria, I'll have you sign an agreement between you and the law firm at the end of our call. And then once we finish signing, we'll be done. But that agreement will allow the law firm to represent you to get you compensated for damages, medical bills,
Okay.
pain and suffering, and any loss of income. So putting
Okay.
this legal agreement together, first I'll start with your gender. Can you please confirm your gender?
Female.
Okay, thank you. And then your marital status.
Single.
Okay. And then Karina, is that your legal first name? Or Katrina, I'm sorry.
Yes.
And
Yes.
is it spelled CATRINA? Okay, thank you. And do you have a middle initial?
No.
Okay. And the last name, would that be Cole, Cole?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So Katrina Cole. And I take it you probably don't have a suffix to your name, like a junior, senior, first, second, or third. Okay. All right. And then
No.
the law firm does need to request medical records to confirm your diagnosis. That would
Okay.
confirm that you were injured by Depo-Provera. And they do need your social for to request medical records. Could you provide your social?
615-03-3282.
Okay, thank you. Let me just confirm I have it correct. 615-03-3282. Okay, great. And then just to confirm the email address. Oh, as you know, towards the end of our call, you'll be signing a legal agreement between you and the law firm. And then any copies of forms that you sign, the legal agreement and a request for medical records, copies will be sent to your email address. I have an email on file, and it appears to be your first name, then your last name, 88@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. And the cell phone number, or I'm sorry, the number I'm speaking to you on, 725-275-4452, is that a cell phone that belongs to you?
Yes.
Okay, great. By the way, I'll send you a text message with a link to those forms. All right,
Okay.
now I can ask for your address, please.
5104 Jordan Frey.
Is it Jordan?
Yes,
Okay.
Frey Street.
F. Okay. Is that two words, Jordan Frey? Oh, yes, it is. In Las
Yes.
Vegas, Nevada?
Yes.
89130.
Yes.
Okay. Is that a house or an apartment?
Apartment is 101 is the number.
Apartment 101. Okay. Let me repeat that just to make sure that I have it correct. I have 5104 Jordan Frey Street, apartment 101,
101.
Las Vegas, Nevada, 89130.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. All right, going back to Depo-Provera questions, but these are medically related questions. Starting
Okay.
with, who administered the Depo-Provera injections? Was it a doctor, a medical staff member, or was it yourself?
Oh, I didn't do it myself. It was the OBGYN, I believe.
The doctor then. Okay. All
Yeah.
right. And then the next question is, how many times were you injected approximately? So I can help you with that. Did you for the 3 year period, did you follow the regimen once every
Yes.
4 months? Okay, or once every 3 months. So that's four injections per year over 3 years. That's roughly about 12 injections.
Right.
All right, thank you. And do you recall the name of the doctor that
For that.
provided the injections?
Heather. Hold on 1 second. I think it was back. Bacala.
Can you spell that out for me or try to spell it out?
BACALA.
Oh, yes. Okay. Heather Bacala. OBGYN in Las Vegas on West Ann Road, 3930 to be exact.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Okay. Was this same, this OBGYN, was this doctor the same doctor that also prescribed Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, give me one moment. Let me make a note of this. So what I'm doing is I found Dr. Bacala on the internet, and I'm just typing in her name and address here. So bear with me here, okay?
All right.
Dr. Bacala, MD, OBGYN. Now, when she administered, when she prescribed you Depo-Provera and administered Depo-Provera, was this at her personal clinic, or was she part of a larger clinical group or medical
It
group?
was at her place.
It was her place. And again, just to confirm, that would have been 3930 West Ann Road.
Yes, it sounds right.
Great. Thank you so much. Okay.
No, wait, I'm sorry. She
Sure.
wasn't there then, I don't think. No, I'm thinking of a different place.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
So we can.
She was at the Mountain View Hospital.
But is that the doctor that prescribed Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And then she's also the doctor that administered or gave you the injections?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But it happens to be at Mountain View Hospital.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's
No, it's
yeah,
okay.
this is on Tanea. I don't really know the number.
No, you're doing great. I mean, we're talking about 2013, so I'm glad you caught that. So, okay, I did find Mountain View Hospital and Medical Center. That's
Right.
located at 3100 North Tenaya Way.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah, that sounds
Okay.
about right.
Okay, great. Let me just correct that. Okay, so Mountain View Hospital and Medical Center. That's where you saw Dr.
Yes.
Bacala, and that's
Yes.
also where you got the injections. Okay, great. Let me just type this information in. Give me a moment, please, and then we can move on. One moment.
Okay.
Okay, again, that's 3100 North Tenaya Way. Address. Phone number 702-965-5000. Okay, now, was there any reason for you, or do you recall ever having to pick up Depo-Provera injections at an outside pharmacy, for example, like a Rite Aid or a Walgreens?
And then bringing it to her?
Yeah, and bring it to her, or did you just get the injection, the medicine, and the injections from her facility?
I vaguely remember having to pick it up at the pharmacy.
And do you recall what pharmacy you would have likely picked up
It
that medicine?
was Rite Aid. It was so long ago.
And what Rite Aid location would that have been on? What street do you remember?
I do not.
Okay.
I do not remember that.
If I Google Rite Aid in Las Vegas,
Right, it's not open anymore, is what I'm saying.
it's not.
No, they're
Oh,
not
that's
Rite
right.
Aids anymore. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I wonder who purchased Rite Aid.
I think it was CVS, but I don't think that. I don't know if it went over to them or not.
Looks like Walgreens bought some Rite Aid stores. Okay, that's all right. We can just put Rite Aid pharmacy name, and I'll put no longer in business in parentheses.
Okay. I'm sorry, do you know how much longer this phone call is going to last?
Oh, sure. We're
I'm
probably
sorry.
about 10 or 15 more minutes away from finishing. Okay.
Okay.
Next question is the medical questions about the name of the doctor that diagnosed your meningioma.
CF,
Can you spell that out for me?
SEIFF, I believe.
Okay. Dr. CF, Michael CF?
Yes.
Okay. Looks like he's a neurosurgeon. Where did you see Dr. CF at?
Spring Valley Hospital.
Okay. And is that where you got the diagnosis and your treatment was Spring Valley Hospital?
I got the treatment there, yes.
Okay. And Spring Valley Hospital, is that the location on 5400 South Rainbow Boulevard?
Yes, it's on Rainbow.
Okay, great. Okay. And just to, again, just to confirm, Dr. Michael CF, neurosurgeon, he's the gentleman that not only diagnosed you, but he's also the person that oversaw your treatment plan.
Yes, I
And
believe so, yes.
thank you. And then how, excuse me, I'm sorry. How did they discover your meningioma? What method did they use, or what tools did they use to detect the meningioma?
I think it was an MRI and then or a CT,
Okay.
one of those, and then a biopsy.
Okay, thank you. So bear with me. I'm actually I'm entering in the information about the doctor that diagnosed you and treated you. Okay, and he is a neurosurgeon. Did you have a cancer diagnosis before you were diagnosed with a meningioma?
Did I have cancer before that? No.
Yes, correct. Okay, no. All right. Okay, and so between, do you believe it was a CT scan or MRI for how they?
I think it was an MRI.
Okay, MRI. Okay, thank you. That's fine. And then, did, and how were you treat? Were you treated for your meningioma? Did you receive medical treatment?
Yeah, I got surgery.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear
And
that.
radiation.
Was it surgery first, followed by radiation?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. And they probably had surgery, what, to remove a portion of the tumor or almost
Yes.
to, okay. And then the radiation would have tried to eliminate any
The
remaining
rest of
cancer
it.
cells. Yeah, got it. Okay.
Right.
Okay. And I'm that again, just to confirm that the surgery and the radiation treatment would have been at Spring Valley Medical Center.
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, all right. And then, is there a history of meningiomas in your family?
No.
And were you hospitalized for your meningioma?
Yeah, I was in the hospital for about a week and a half, 2 weeks.
The law firm does ask for approximate dates. So you were diagnosed, we said, roughly middle of May of 2013. How soon
Right.
after that diagnosis did you get hospitalized for treatment? Or was it before?
It was pretty soon after that.
Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty soon. It was like right after that.
Maybe the next day or a couple days later.
Couple days later, yeah.
Okay, so we can say like May 18th, and you were there for how long?
Like 10 days to 2 weeks.
Okay, so we can say like maybe if we put 2 weeks,
Actually, I think it was like a week and like a couple days. So like,
about 10 days.
yeah.
Okay, so what I'll put.
Okay.
We're using approximate dates, which is perfectly acceptable. We'll use May
Right.
18th and May 28th, representing about 10 days in the hospital. Does that sound,
Okay.
is that okay with you?
Yes.
Okay. Great, thank you. We're getting close to wrapping up. Just a few more questions, okay?
Okay.
Surgery, radiation treatment. Okay. Are you aware that medical records are available at the hospital or with the doctor to confirm your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay, good. Do you happen to have access to a MyChart login that you could check records for yourself?
I'm gonna have to check that out. I'm gonna have to see because I don't know.
Okay, you never used MyChart login? Okay, that's all right.
No.
I'll put no. All right, the law firm does ask for an emergency contact in case, a name of an emergency contact in case they can't reach you for an extended period of time. This helps prevent disruptions in your case. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact?
I don't have one. I'm sorry.
Is there any close friend that could be your emergency contact? It's okay. We could put not available. And if you do think of somebody in the future,
Okay. I'll let you know.
yes, you can let the law firm know. Okay.
Okay.
So just to give you a heads up of what you can expect from this point forward is I will be sending you a text message with a link to the legal forms to sign. It'll go quick. Have you ever done DocuSign before?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Once we complete the signing, you and I will be done. But I do need to advise you there's one final step. It's going to happen either
Okay.
today or tomorrow. The law firm does want to hear that you hear from you personally that you have received depot injections, you did develop a meningioma of the brain, and that it's okay for them to work on your case and request medical records. That's called a case
Okay.
verification. It should occur today, but likely no later than tomorrow. And if you don't get the call, I will send you a text message from my office so you know how to get in touch with me and let me know, hey, I haven't heard from them. All right.
Okay.
The other instruction I wanted to give you about about the signing is that on one of the forms, the health record, they ask for a very try to sign a clear signature where we can
Okay.
actually hear spell out your name. We can actually see the C, the A, the
Okay.
T, R, I, N, A, and then
Got you.
okay, perfect. Okay, great. Okay, so let me just make sure that I have everything right. Yes, you were diagnosed with a meningioma. We said approximately May 15, 2013. Date of birth March 12, 1975. Received depot for at least 3 years. You did get injected at least four times within a year before your diagnosis. Meningioma of the brain. Confirm the spelling of your first, last name, social, email, phone number, address. We gather the name. The doctor that injected you is the same doctor that prescribed Depo-Provera. That was at Mountain View Hospital Medical Center. Dr. Michael Seif, MD, neurosurgeon, diagnosed you and treated you for the meningioma. And
Yes.
all right, everything looks good. In a second from now, or a couple of seconds, you're going to receive a text message with a link to the to the forms.
Okay.
You'll click on that link. You'll have to agree to SMS messages. Then you'll
Okay.
see my name, John Maurer, intake specialist. And below my name, you'll have to put a check mark next to the box that reads allowing for electronic records and signatures. Then
Okay.
you can follow the yellow navigation buttons beginning with start. When you hit
Okay.
finish, let me know because that'll be my final cue
Okay.
to do one last thing. Okay.
Okay. Do it right now? You want me to do it right now?
Yes, please. Once we finish signing, you and I will be done.
Okay. Do you want me to call you back and let you know it's done?
Oh, you could put me on speakerphone. I believe you can do the signing while I'm still on the phone.
Okay. Well, can you just give me, can you, can I just call you back?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Is there a reason? You have an emergency
Yeah,
contact?
I just need to go and do something real fast. I'm sorry. I
That's
didn't.
okay.
All right.
I have a timestamp. When can I follow up to make sure that the docs were
I'll
signed?
do it right now. I'll do
Okay,
it right
great.
now.
Okay.
Yeah.
If there's any questions, give me a call, okay? Actually,
Okay.
I'll call you back in a few minutes. I'm in Irvine, California, so I'll be calling you from a 949 area code, okay?
Okay.
Okay,
Okay.
Katrina. Do you have
All
any
right.
questions for me?
No,
Okay. I'll look for the signing and then we'll talk again, okay?
All right. Thank
Thank you.
you.
Bye.
Bye.